A big thanks to all our sponsors. Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento is a subscription service that brings a box of comics to your door every month. Check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. Click the link, subscribe, and wait for your comics to hit the mailbox.
I had balls float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep. Or twilight zones, I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back, then feed back wild and wet. I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Member.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek. Metricoids, it's awesome. There we go. All right. We are officially recording. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Talking Geek podcast, your part talk, part sass, all things geek podcast.
How?
As usual, I am Q, and next to me, I have the beautiful
Pedro Cortez, not so beautiful today. I feel a little run through.
No, you're always beautiful,
gutter
sir.
Today, but it's okay. I can survive. I can survive being slightly less beautiful than normal.
We all have those days, Bear. Well,
that's, thank you.
Don't ever say that about yourself, especially when you come from spies.
You know, and the other thing too is that my beard has gotten long enough, and I think I mentioned this before, where now I'm constantly feeling it brush against the wind screen on the mic, and it's actually quite pleasant.
It's quite, it's like,
it's
oh,
quite nice feel just to be like, ah. Yes,
I wonder if it gets picked up on the mic.
No, I don't think so. It's not that scratchy.
No, we'll find out. And if you guys hear it,
okay,
then
wait, quiet. Everybody quiet.
No.
Okay.
No, picks up nothing. Okay. Picks up nothing. Excellent. And of course, next to him, we have.
Oh, this is Kenny, also known as Mr. Underscore. I am the polar bear.
I love Mr. Underscore. It's still so happy.
I feel like we need to make you a costume for Halloween and you be Mr. Underscore.
Okay, so is it going to be all white with just one black line?
Yes.
Or is it all white or all black with one white
line? No, no, no. I want it to have the white line symbol in the front and then the back, your name with the underscore in between each letter. No, each letter. Just go
each letter.
Bar.
Oh, wow. No, that is obnoxious.
S-T-E-R. That's what it might as well be.
That's pretty obnoxious for me, even for me.
Wow. All right. So it's geek news time. Geek news time. Geek news
geek
time.
News, geek news. Geek news. Blah, 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 blah.
Today, on the day that we are recording, the internet blew up with shit about Henry Cavill. So we're recording on Wednesday, September 12th. By the time you're listening to this or when we're releasing it, I'm going for late Thursday night, Friday morning. So you'll have already seen it if you know what's going on. If not, here's what happened. So sometime this morning, a rumor blew up. And the rumor was that Warner Brothers and Henry Cavill could not figure things out. And so he was walking away from Warner Brothers and his role as Superman.
I have thoughts about this, but go ahead.
No. Clearly, everybody who listens to this podcast or any podcast that I've ever been on or follows me on any level of social media knows that panties get wet at just the name of Henry Cavill. Like, I immediately keggle and moist. Like, it's just, it is
you
what it is.
You involuntarily keggle.
Yeah, like,
you're just like.
All of those things happen. My mouth waters.
You just
yeah, I can. Everything happens. So, clearly, I was livid about this information. And I went freaking crazy. And so I immediately also messaged who I know is just as big of a Superman fan, if not bigger of a Superman fan than me, which is Neri. So I messaged Geekmore and I was just like, yo, drop this information on them. Some of them hadn't even
like a super cock.
It hit me so fast because I think it was on Twitter that's how fast it happened that even they hadn't woken up and figured that out. So, of course, now Neri gets super pissed off, and he's like, forget Warner Brothers, and he goes crazy. Everybody goes freaking crazy. Then another rumor came back out from the PR person for Henry Cavill and for Warner Brothers, basically saying, yo, chill out, people. He hasn't walked away yet. We're hoping. Basically saying, oh my God, everybody was going to fuck us over even more than we've already been fucked over. And now we need to really make sure that we negotiate this deal because the internet is losing its goddamn
that,
mind.
What I think is that Henry Cavill's people leaked this because they weren't going to get their way.
They're not
and
dumb.
It literally showed like, hey, Warner Brothers, do you want this to happen? Because this could happen.
So they pulled a Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think. That's what I feel. Because that's a fucking Hollywood-ass thing to do. But when you're dealing with specifically Warner Brothers and how fucking stupid that they can be, especially when it comes to their DC movies, that's how you had to play with them.
And I'm glad that he did. So I, of course, follow Henry Cavill on every social facet that he possibly has. He doesn't have a Twitter because I tried to tag him and I was already going crazy. Super fangirling. Really pissed off.
Yeah.
So I go on Instagram. He's mad quiet. I'm like, man, he's not saying anything. Like, neither, like,
smart,
admitting or denying.
Smart man.
Smarter still. About an hour ago, my sexy, delicious man, Henry, decided to go on Instagram. Didn't do anything. He wore just a Krypton team, like, workout shirt. And it's just playing music in the background. Doesn't talk. He's just looking at the camera the whole time. And his action figure as the Man of Steel, he's just slowly lifting it so that it's popping up the bottom of the screen. And he doesn't talk. He still never says anything. And then the Superman figurine slowly goes back down to the end of the video. And that's it.
You know what
and
that is? That's him. That's him, like, being a hostage situation. Like, I got this role by the balls, bitch.
Yo, and all his caption said was, today was exciting.
That's great.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Honestly, the only way that would make it better is if you see Ryan Reynolds just pop his head out from the side.
No. If that would have been even better is you see him look at the screen. He relaxes back. He pours his tea out, and he starts sipping his Kermit tea just like, ah.
No, and then you see just Kermit coming up from the side.
He lifts Kermit up already sipping the tea.
Now, listen. I know that that DC has fucked up. Okay, with a lot of their shit. And I'm not even trying to say that BVS was an amazing movie and that or anything like that. I actually really did enjoy Man of Steel. I still stand by Man
of
Steel.
It is a fine movie.
I enjoyed it. Okay. Now, so of course, I have to slam some people on the internet because that's part sass is what we do.
Well, calling people out.
I am calling people out.
Is this the kamikaze of fucking podcast?
Yes, it is.
Initiate.
You know what? Yes.
Initiate Trolling Geek now.
Yes, exactly. Trolling Geek is engaged because, of course, we post it up. And because I'm the one that posted it up, it's just a long no. Because, of course, everybody clearly is going to know, like, okay, Q did this on behalf of the Talking Geek. So the initial first response is exactly what I expected. People really pissed off because it's Henry Cavill, who doesn't want to see him in tights. And do Superman. He does look like Superman.
I'm more impressed that his moose knuckle hasn't appeared in the fucking movies without tight those
CGI.
Things.
CGI
his mustache and his moose knuckle.
They learned from Man of Steel about what his moose knuckle could do.
That's true, yeah.
It was really intense. It was a cock of steel.
It's just like,
it was
wow.
Really, it was like, whoa, okay, even I'm like, whoa, that's a little abrasive. So originally, we posted it up and people are like, oh, you know, like, oh, like, what are they doing? Yada, yada, yada. Like, a friend of ours, Jason Crespo, was like, that was the best thing about DC right now. He believed Henry Cavill Superman. So other people. Then Bear Cub, our friend Bear Cub, went on there. I'm done with DC. You know, I'm not even going to watch Aquaman. So this is just people. Okay, then. Fuck you, Josh Silverman. Josh Silverman says then, maybe they can hire someone who can act this time. Now, here's my problem with his statement. Henry Cavill's not a bad actor. I've seen him in multiple fucking things. And I've seen him in The Tudors and all of that other shit. And coming from someone in the theater world, that's directing because it's the same thing that happened with Amy Adams. The reason that not only is she not a Lois Lane, but even if she was going to be a Lois Lane, she's been a very shitty one. And that comes down to directing because Amy Adams is a fantastic actress.
Yeah, and that's the problem with Zack Snyder so much is that, like, there are some Zack Snyder things I do like, right? But doing character work is not his forte. Like, I mean, that is just not what he's good. And specifically, his take on making Superman Dr. Manhattan
does
not fucking work. It doesn't fucking work.
No, it's not only that. Like, BVS is just a clear-cut example because even Jesse Engelberg, who I think could have played Lex Luthor. And I just honestly think that they just directed him to be the Riddler is what I think just happened to him. I think that's, you know,
the Joker.
Because
the Riddler, isn't like over the top in the way how Jesse Eisenberg was. He doesn't always talk like this.
No, yeah, he doesn't.
That's true. It's more like a blend. Like they just put all these three characters in a blender and said, "Here you go, hit frappe," and then they go, "Here
wacky."
Yeah. So that's the only reason I had an issue with Josh's comment. You can hate the DC movies. You can hate Superman.
You can hate Henry Cavill,
but he's not a bad actor. This is a bad director. This is just a director who didn't do well.
No, he can act, and he can act. And like I said earlier, like they're. So this is one of those things where was that Cavill's choice or was that Snyder's choice? And having seen Snyder's work, that's a Snyder. That is absolutely a Snyder choice.
I mean, if you seen Count of Monte Cristo, you would think otherwise about Henry Cavill.
No, Cavill's fine. Cavill's fine. Like, Cavill's a fine actor. He knows what he's fucking doing.
So, Josh, I'm sorry. I mean, you are a Gators fan. So, go fuck yourself.
Now, we always rank on Rubs because Rubs hates everything. And Rubs does normally hate everything, which I love you, Rubs, but you do. But I didn't totally disagree with what he had to say.
Yes.
So he says, Cavill got tired of staring in turds with awful scripts, which I agree with, right? Mm-hmm. They had him basically do nothing but look pretty. Again, still agree.
Yeah,
not Henry
much.
Cavill's fault. He saw it as a good move, if true, because people liked Wonder Woman even though he didn't. He was like, build on Wonder Woman, then Aquaman. They said they've got they're focused on a Supergirl movie. Great. In that one, mentioned that Superman's been dead since some big thing that went down, maybe tied into why Supergirl is here, whatever. Then have Wonder Woman 3, Aquaman 2, The Flash and Green Lantern, maybe even Nightwing, or a Martian Manhunter or a Cyborg somewhere in there. And he goes, and then have Justice League Darkseid, where Superman returns, and you have an opportunity to grow that character.
This is where I'm wondering. Do you mean returns doesn't go back on screen? So basically, like, leave him off screen for while all these other... See, that would be intelligent. Build up the anticipation for... Or even if you want, for some of these movies, literally drop a cameo.
Yeah.
Or a Thanos. You literally do a Thanos. Just pepper him in.
It's
kind of
like what
movies.
He said.
Or how the Flash appeared in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also like he says here, he's saying, Marvel made it about the arrival of a supervillain. Make yours about the return of an iconic hero of heroes. And that is a brilliant, actually, an idea. I still want Henry Cavill to play Superman if that would have not happened. But it was an actual good idea of something that they can base themselves on. And then a few other people were like, oh, he was crap, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah, the usual. You got
the usual hate, which, okay, fine, whatever. And then somebody on our place called Uzumaki Romeo said, what a dumbass. Finally, he gets a good role that other actors would kill for, and he walks away. First of all, he's got a few roles coming in right now that he's going to be okay with, but it's not. I don't think it was his dumb move. Dumb on the studio for putting an actor who does so well for this role in a predicament where he might have to walk away from it because you're being an idiot. You're being a douche canoe,
and
like, straight up.
And really, it's interesting. So this is one of those things where I find this fascinating, not as a fan of the actual thing, but just from the political aspect of what kind of pull did Zack Snyder have to be able to alter these characters in these very specific ways and have Warner Brothers go along with it? Because remember, Zack Snyder, like, yeah, he's made some successful movies, but he's not a fucking Nolan.
No.
And if I could understand this if this was Christopher Nolan kind of moving stuff around, and I know that there was a little bit of Nolan's production company involved with Man of Steel, but everything after that was not... Nolan. Well, that was straight up his stuff. And how the hell could he just... this is the other thing, too, where it's like, oh, they're trying to keep to one specific vision for a world. And it's like, no, but you're different characters in that world. And these different characters are going to react to different things. For instance, like having Aquaman act differently, having Wonder Woman act differently, having fucking Shazam... Or having they're calling him Shazam.
Yeah,
having him like have like a different spark to him, like that's how you do it. And I feel that is only because they have literally dragged themselves through the dirt, movie after movie after movie after movie.
Yeah,
honestly, there's only one bright spot recently has been Wonder Woman. Honestly, for them, movie wise, that's been keeping a glimmer of hope for them. Honestly, everything that they've come out recently talking about what they're going to do, especially with Flash, we already know how I feel about the fact that they're going to do The Flashpoint Paradox.
No, but they're not. They removed that.
They removed it, thank God.
No, 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 yeah, they drew back.
The movie's supposed to start airing or start shooting?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
2 months?
No, 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 they pulled the title. The title is no more.
Because they're not, because they realize how
yeah,
dumb is that.
I mean, this is the problem. I feel like it's so crazy because the mass majority of DC fans, people who really love DC fans, are saying that's a horrible idea. There's no way you can pull that off in the slate that you have for when the Flashpoint, like Flash, when you have that Flashpoint movie coming out. Like, that would make no sense in the world that you're building. How people in the studio didn't think that before even
because they're all money men and they're not creative. Well, here was the other problem. They got Jeff Johns to come in to be like a chief creative officer, right?
Yeah.
And you have somebody who has been steeped in comic book, and I had stopped in comic book like lore and culture for so long. I have my issues with the way that Jeff Johns like hero worships these original characters and keeps going back to them in lieu of like updating and having new characters come in. But ultimately, like, if you wanted somebody to steer the course of your product, he's the one that you would fucking want.
Right.
And they burned him out, too.
Yeah. No, honestly, and going back to Zack Snyder, honestly, I think what they thought was is that he had some... I feel like it's like M. Night Shyamalan. You did well with your first few films that you came out. You had success. They go, okay, here's all of these ideas that we're giving you. Well, these are all these movie ideas. Go ahead and direct them. And...
Yeah.
Crashing down.
Well... I just hope that the rumor stays caca and that I actually honestly hope that Henry Cavill's team did pull a Ryan Reynolds to show to so he could put his Man of Steel moose knuckle dick on the table and be like, bam.
Also, just to remind everybody, Ben Affleck is a huge Batman fan. Ben Affleck put in like secret like bookcases in his house because he fucking loved Batman and Bruce Wayne and all that shit.
Yeah.
And they managed to turn having him, whatever you may think about the quality of his work, he is a multi-Oscar winner.
Yeah.
He was going to write, direct, and star in your Batman
in
movie.
In The Batman.
In The Batman. Not even the article, your fucking main money-making hero. Like, you literally cannot do any better than that from any marketing perspective. And they fucked it up. That is... outstandingly fucking stupid.
Yeah, no.
They buried it like WWE buries a lot of wrestlers.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Speaking of that. So they buried that. Next geek news is something that I actually didn't know and came up when Joe on our Talking Geek page had said, what are they going to do about that mopey Batman? And I actually didn't mind Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, I was fine with that.
I was okay with that. But I... And then I was in the Geekmore chat and they were like, they talked about that too, about Batman and how Kit Harington was rumored.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Okay, so I looked it up. Sure enough, rumor, still very much like this Henry Cavill thing, was that they were looking at Kit Harington. If you're listening, you're like, who the hell is Kit Harington? He is Jon Snow.
He knows nothing.
Apparently he knows enough to be a detective.
See, I wish there were bells on my earrings so you can hear me shaking
my
head.
Yeah, like,
no.
I'm going to give you a cat collar.
You know what? He wouldn't be a bad Nightwing. I can see him because Nightwing is supposed
Dick
to be
Grayson?
A pretty boy.
Dick Grayson is supposed
to be a pretty boy.
Yeah, I know, but okay. From the female on the podcast.
Yes.
Gay or not gay, it doesn't matter. He is a pretty boy, but he's a pretty boy who looks rough. Like, that's the kind of pretty boy that he is.
That's
when you look at Nightwing, that's not who I think. Like,
gotcha.
Like,
okay.
It's not, that's, he's
that's
still,
not the kind of pretty boy that
that's not
be.
The kind of pretty boy that Nightwing needs
Fuck
to
it,
be.
Make him Jason Todd. Fuck it, just somebody.
Now.
You know what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
sure,
not, that's not
I'll
bad.
Take him as Jason
yeah,
Todd. That's not bad.
Bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Now, as much as I love Jon Snow and love Kit Harington, he's not Batman to me.
No.
Not a Bruce Wayne. Not a Batman.
Nope.
Like, nowhere near that role does it make any freaking sense to me. Like, it just doesn't. And I love him. Put him in something else. Sure, I'll watch him. But that doesn't actually work for me.
But that's what I love about rumors. Just like, I forgot to bring it up about Superman. Right when they talked about the whole Superman rumor controversy, they immediately sent out an article talking about how Michael B. Jordan should be the new Superman.
Yo, I saw that.
Sure. Why the fuck
yeah,
not?
Why not?
It doesn't fucking matter. Fuck it. Go for it. I like Michael B. Jordan. He can fucking do it. But you know why he's not going to fucking do it? Well, no. Because
he's
I
not dumb.
Technically...
No, Earth 23. That's the first thing I thought of
yeah,
was Earth 23.
Earth 23.
Yeah.
No, okay. I like Michael B. Jordan too, but stop. The internet needs to chill with the bloggers. That's what happens when once a rumor goes off, then everybody, every blogger in town wants to hit up that tag, and so they start coming up with asinine replacements for something that isn't even like confirmed yet. And as much as I like Michael B. Jordan, he's not Superman to me.
Yeah, and Kit Harington really isn't.
No, and
really
he's not.
I mean, I'll even go so far as to say we could make him, if you wanted to, you could make him fucking, what's this guy's name? Not Hawkeye, the fucking DC version of Hawkeye. Green Arrow?
Oliver?
I think he could do it.
I mean, yeah, if they want to de-age him, sure.
Yeah, you'd have to. Well, I mean, they already did.
You don't want to make him his sidekick.
Because we're getting into this thing where DC has the problem of having too many different things going on and not unifying everything. If this were Marvel, now Marvel's problems with unifying everything is all because of fucking, I think his name is Ike Perlmutter. That piece of shit, fucking cheap ass motherfucker. The reason why the Inhumans was ruined and why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hasn't crossed back over with the movies is because of this shit.
Yes, which pisses me off because I was a huge Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan and would have made Inhumans work.
And they did good, and they did good work in that show, like combining all this shit, right? So I know Q, you don't like this guy as Green Arrow. I know you don't.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
No, I just don't like the TV show. He doesn't even really bother
me. Okay, so I don't know if it was.
No, he doesn't bother me.
Okay, this is the show itself.
It's the show itself.
But here's the thing. You have a Flash that people like
a lot.
Yes.
Why recast these roles when people already know what they like and literally just make your world one fucking world? Stop overcomplicating your bullshit.
Are they doing that with Supergirl? Are they keeping Melissa Benoist?
No, she's only on the TV.
No, they're.
Here's the thing. I have a problem with Flash only because I like.
I like Ezra Miller. Yeah. I like Ezra Miller too.
It's really hard.
I know.
Like,
see, that's the thing is, like, I like. Well, here's the other problem. He's not fucking Barry Allen. Like,
they call him that. They call him Barry Allen, but he's not Barry Allen.
He's not Barry Allen. I like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of more of a Wally, actually.
No, he is.
Like, he's more.
But you wouldn't be able to call him Wally. That's the problem. That's why they call him Barry, because they couldn't call him Wally.
The better fucking Flash. They did that in one of the animated movies where they had the guy that did Wally's voice in the original cartoon come in as Barry, and I was like, no, you don't do that.
So DC has a whole bunch of problems, and they're going to continue to have problems until they either they need to scrap and start anew, or just go back to the drawing board and pause everything, except for Wonder Woman 2 that's already in the works.
What Ruben said is a very interesting idea that could sort of work. And it's not because the idea, it doesn't have merit. I think it's more your audience. I don't know if an audience would go along with that. I don't. At this point, I don't know because they fucked up so much.
The problem is that they fucked up so much that at this point, the audience is waiting for anything that's worth a shit.
Yeah,
like,
but
it just is. Because
Wonder Woman's the thing they're
Wonder
waiting
Wonder Woman 2. No, Wonder Woman 1984 is going to work for them. I honestly think that if right now the way Marvel is, if they wanted to after the Avengers, after the Infinity Stone arc, if they wanted to pause or reboot or change it up, people would be more inclined because they're okay with Marvel since they have a great track record. Giving DC that chance,
reboot. I mean, pause. You already have Wonder Woman 2 in the works.
So you think just put the whole thing on ice?
And then not just pause and go back to the storyboard with what you've already released. How can you change the story to be better and to still make sense within the continuity of your cinematic universe?
So here's something interesting. At the end of Justice League, they showed Deadshot.
Yeah.
Not Deadshot, I'm sorry. Slade. Deathstroke. They showed Deathstroke, right?
Somebody.
That would be...
It's the equivalent.
That would be an interesting... Actually, that would be a good Justice League 2.
Right.
To eventually get to Justice League 3 with Darkseid coming in.
Yes.
Right? That's how I feel. And that, I think, would give them the time to fix everything. Because what Slade is really good at is coming in and manipulating everybody and separating everybody. So that way you have a story about people getting broken up and then having to come together to defeat this one guy. But it's a very different type of movie that would give you the time to figure out what the... In the same way how Age of Ultron kind of was that.
Yeah.
I still... Like, I rewatched Age of Ultron on a trip I was with my girlfriend, and... I still was entertained by it, but I saw some of the flaws. Some of the flaws it had is sort of the same flaws that Iron Man 2 had.
Yes.
These are setup movies, and the problem with Avengers 2 is that its payoff happened almost right away with Civil War.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want to see setup movies, just look at every Thor movie.
That's a whole different pattern. Yeah.
That's a whole different panel.
Now, the only other news that I have, because Cavill took up my entire news day, is one more Henry Cavill thing.
Yeah.
Which, you guys know I don't have a lot of time to play games. But The Witcher is a big thing.
Yes.
And I do know of this character. I do know of this game.
Give it to me.
And he was cast in the Netflix series that's going to come out of Witcher as Geralt.
Main character.
Main
guy.
Character.
The White Wolf. Fucking Geralt of Rivia. The Butcher
and
of Blaviken.
Yo.
All them fucking nicknames.
Oh my God. Just Damien.
You're going to have to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to Dungeons and Dragons for that inside joke there. Exciting. They put a face, him next to that. I know enough about that character that it made sense. I saw actual no hate about that online.
Everybody looked at it and went, nice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah, everybody was like, cool, good stuff. Didn't see any hate. So that's the last.
How rare to have an announcement. Everybody like,
Why not? So
I'm super looking forward to it. It's not going to be based on the games. It's going to be based on the books. The books and the games have this weird kind of thing going where the games sort of take place after the books, but sort of don't at the same time. Like, the funny thing is that the author of the books sold the rights for the video game super fucking cheap and just sold them off. So he has not gotten a single dime from these multi-million-dollar.
He didn't know what was gonna. He didn't know what
no,
he had.
He didn't even. He didn't even talk to a fucking lawyer for this. He literally was like, just take it.
Wow, that's crazy.
So they're gonna be based off the books. So
you guys, hit me up with your geek news.
All right.
I mean, if you want to go ahead.
Yeah, let me go. So for me, I have my incredible excitement to finally see Captain Marvel's outfit. They finally showed Carol in the fucking red, blue, and gold. Yes. And I am so fucking happy with how that outfit fucking looks. It looks. The thing is, her out. Okay, so when they redesigned Carol Danvers from being Miss Marvel into Captain Marvel, they basically gave her like a military fucking jumpsuit, which makes sense because she's a fucking fighter pilot.
Right.
And they reflected that in this outfit. And what I found really awesome when they showed her Kree outfit, they showed everybody else in there. So it's sort of drilling the point home like, no, this is a fucking militarized uniform and she is straight up fucking professional. And yeah, I'm so fucking happy with how it
now,
looks.
Now, when we first spoke of Captain Marvel teaser aspect, when they first released her in the Kree outfit as what we were talking about, we were like,
I don't know if they released it or if that was just a leak.
Yeah, I think it was a leak, right? So when we saw that, we were a bit confused how they were messing with time and how she was in the Kree outfit when she's already Captain Marvel. And apparently, that happens later. Apparently, now the movie's going to start with her already Captain Marvel.
Right.
And then is going to take you back,
Are they playing
the Ryan Reynolds origin story where you get this amazing beginning and then you're like, oh, by the way, this bitch is?
They might start with her getting the page and then being like, oh, fuck! And then she needs to go and then, as she's traveling, like, she remembers all of this. And it completely makes sense, because once she gets the powers from Marvel, I mean, if the whole movie is her setting up, like, okay, well, I have phenomenal cosmic powers. How the fuck do I use this?
Motherfucking Jude Law.
Yes. Yo. Oh, yeah. Jude Law's Marvel looking fucking awesome. And then the whole thing with the Skrulls invading, like introducing the Skrulls, which, you know, it's a big thing.
That's a huge thing. It's like,
listen, you see Skrulls now, that I have the very strong feeling that the next major villain for Avengers is going to be Doom.
Wow, really?
Skrulls were locked up with for the longest time with Fantastic Four. And that ended up getting dislodged at some point because of, like, legal things. But why would you introduce the Skrulls if you weren't going to somehow pay it off
by bringing Doctor Doom, one
of your biggest fucking villains?
Now, here's the thing. If you're going to talk about that, I've thought about this before, and I totally blanked on this. Who would you choose as Doctor Doom then, if that is the case? That is
That's another one where I would go more with an unknown and just kind of just work it that way. I think that would be. Unless they do like a James Earl Jones thing where they have somebody doing the voice of Doom when he's in the outfit, and then when he takes it apart,
it's somebody else.
It's somebody else, which I can completely see when you think about that. He's in a fucking metal tin can.
Yeah.
Honestly, the voice of Ron Perlman coming out of Doctor Doom would be kind of
fucking terrifying.
Terrifying.
But yeah, no, I'm super happy. It makes seeing it just makes me even more excited. I can't wait to see how this is going to go. And Carol is a Nine Inch Nails fan, which just makes me just so happy.
Just so much
well,
better.
Just to see her walking around in the, like, I forgot what it was called, but it was like the generic man outfit for fucking the Marvel movies, which is just like a colored cap,
yeah,
a plain t-shirt, and a jacket. She's doing that, but she's got
the Nine Inch Nails
logo.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
I've liked Brie Larson for a really long time.
She's fucking awesome.
Since United States of Tara, that she was in that show, which I absolutely loved.
Loved her in Scott Pilgrim.
And she did a phenomenal fucking job for what she won the award for, which opposite, which was Room. Which she did an amazing job in. And that she was solo with that little kid. So
that's so fucking cool.
Such
like,
a good fucking...
Well, so cool that she ends up doing all this geeky stuff. And then even before... Well, I mean, Scott Pilgrim was also super geeky. But before, like, she really is going to hit it big with Captain Marvel...
She did Room.
Boom. Gets that, like, no, I got that recognition too,
like,
motherfucker.
Come on, like, I can do this shit. Like, don't fucking disrespect.
I got everything.
All right, Kenny, what you got for us? What you got for us on the plate?
Well, the only thing that sparked my interest other than the whole Henry Cavill thing was honestly... You know, because we've talked about remakes every so often, about why they shouldn't do remakes and stuff like that. And one of the ones that they actually brought up, which I think is interesting, is talks about remaking Candyman, the horror series.
Now,
at first, I would have gone with you, except who they're talking to get to be the director, who is Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Who's the director of Get Out.
Give it to me. So, writer, director, give it to me.
You know what? How funny things can change. You say him, and I go, okay, I'm with you. I'm on.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
He's proven. It's just like, give him shit. He knows how to take shit and put fucking angles on.
Now, obviously, this is going to be, he's going to have a little bit of liberties, considering that if we do the original Candyman, it's really just some guy, murderer, burglar that all of a sudden, if you say his name in the fucking mirror, he just shows up and kills you.
Three times or
something. Yeah, five times, something like that.
That guy was creepy as shit though, in the original,
His voice was actually the only... Tony Todd, guy, his voice, he was also in the remake of Night of the Living Dead. So,
yes, he was.
Yeah. That's why, because I would go, Candyman, no, and he would just start tossing zombies.
That guy was...
Oh, no!
Yeah, that guy was creepy as shit. Just right? Even his death stare was creepy.
But that's the biggest thing. I think that's the biggest hurdle, is to find somebody that... can actually channel Tony Todd, because that's what you're going to have to look for.
Yeah,
you're going to have to change up the story a little bit.
I've heard
but
that dude's name. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I've heard that dude's name and other stuff. I just don't remember.
Honestly, just watch the remake of Night of the Living Dead. I think that was a great
role. Didn't he also play
a
vampire in something else?
Man, I'm trying to...
I don't know. We'll Google this.
Yeah,
we all have
pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? The thing is that Jordan Peele has always talked about, you know, doing his being a director, and people... I don't know if it's just the fact that he's done comedy. That's the reason why they don't allow, or they didn't think it would work out. But, I mean, he did. I don't know if it's true or not. I think he also worked with Moonlight, that movie Moonlight.
And I think he had something to do with it.
He
had
something to do with it. And then
maybe it's a producer or something.
Yeah, probably a producer.
And then he ended up doing the directorial debut of Get Out, which is glad. I'm glad that it's gotten recognition to the point that he actually won an Oscar for that.
Oh, man, I was so happy for him.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking cool.
So,
okay. Tony Todd was, and where I remember him from, was The Crow.
The Crow, yes.
That's why.
So, I have one more thing to say because I'm going to catch people up. So Netflix has dropped all of their September fucking madness shows for the most part. And I, as most of you know, I don't watch a lot of movies, but I'm all on top of
super TV shows
because I have insomnia and I watch them while I'm supposed to be going to sleep. So they've dropped now Atypical Season 2. They've dropped now Iron Fist Season 2. They dropped Ozark Season 2. And they dropped... I can't even remember what else.
So real quick, also he was Zoom in the Flash TV show. So he has recently been.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh
sweet. So I have started watching Iron Fist Season 2.
Ooh, how is that?
I
heard it's better.
Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. If you wake up on Monday with shit in your pants. But you wake up on Tuesday with piss in your pants. It's better than Monday.
Yeah.
But it's not fucking great.
Okay.
It's not a good day. So here's the thing.
It's still pretty bad.
Danny Rand is still Danny Rand.
Yeah.
A little less I'm the Immortal Iron Fist. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm still way more interested when Colleen is on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Than when he's on the screen. And then they're doing that thing. I don't know what it is with these fucking superheroes half the time. it's always this woe is me bullshit, especially the ones that ever have to, like, this whole problem with the Netflix original series, at least with Danny, it's like, I have to save the city, and I'm an idiot, and I'm making stupid decisions at all times because I'm the Immortal Iron Fist. Hey, by the way, did you know I was the Immortal Iron Fist? Just want to let you know, I'm the Immortal Iron Fist, and therefore, because I'm the Immortal Iron Fist, that's, I want to hit him in the face with his own fist. Like, yeah. I just wanted to glow.
He powers it up, you grab it, you go,
yeah.
It's a more annoying
now,
Oliver Queen.
I am not completely finished with it yet because it is literally not the kind of thing that I'm going to plow 4 or 5 episodes back to back like I would another show. But I'm going to make it through the end because I have yet to miss a series of Marvel on Netflix. I really, it is better than the first season, but that's not saying much.
Yeah.
That's and because of that, you're just like, well, what does it matter? I'm waiting to see if there's, I know there's a cameo in this at the end, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't finished it, and it was just because it was spoiled for me because I can give a shit about Iron Fist. So I'm expecting that, and that I'm excited for.
Okay.
Because, and I know that at the end of this, when I get to the last episode, I'm going to see a teaser at the end for Daredevil Season 3.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about that.
Oh, but boy, there are ways that season's going to be really awesome, and there are ways they could fuck it up real bad.
Yeah, I know. So I'm hoping that they save themselves. See, right now, and this is what I'm going to say real quick, just because a lot of season twos have come out this year for Marvel shows on Netflix. You had Jessica Jones, you had Luke Cage. Now the Netflix original series are having this problem where they're not coming out with good shit the next time around. It was like they did this one thing.
Weaker second seasons.
Way weaker second seasons. And what they need to do now is focus on what they did in Punisher Season 1, because that worked so fucking beautifully well. And they could have applied similar things from Punisher into something like Jessica Jones, who's somebody who is
another PTSD.
Another PTSD kind of person. And that one, they made her, this next last season was weak. Luke Cage was entertaining because he's entertaining. So
yeah, he's awesome. Michael Coulter is great.
Right. And so I like to watch him act, and I like to watch him be Luke Cage, even if his story and arc for this season is mediocre. And that is, and the other problem is that Cottonmouth was a really good fucking adversary. And so when you have his next adversary, which is the girl, the chick that was the governor, the whatever, the fucking mayor that was Cottonmouth's fucking cousin.
Yeah.
That's who he's against the whole time. You're like, I don't really give a fuck. You
so
know?
Let me ask you, so, just for a note, I haven't seen most of these shows, mostly just because I just get caught up with other stuff, and it's nothing, and I just hear the catch up later. I'll usually watch like whatever's fucking cool. Misty lost her arm in this season, right?
Okay,
did she get the replacement arm?
Yes, she
yet?
Did.
Okay, cool, because that is a very vital part to that character.
No.
She gets a fucking cool robot arm.
She does. She gets the cool robot arm from Danny Rand in Luke Cage Season 2.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, eventually Danny and Misty, like, hook up. Like, that they're supposed to be a couple.
Well, that would be rather interesting, because in Season 2 of Iron Fist, him and Colleen are super booed up, and him and Misty are kind of like, he doesn't want to listen to what she'd be telling him to do because she's a cop, and she's kind of annoyed. Now, I'm not going to, I can't spoil it because
we can talk about it
at the end. But yeah, but that's where we're at. But again, I'm only on like episode like 4 or 5, something like that. So next news for you, sir.
For me, well, this is kind of sad, unfortunately, but Adventure Time is finally over.
Yep.
It took me a long time to get into it because I was really turned off by the visual style, but literally years of my friends telling me how much I would love it. And it's great. I think it's really, really it has a level of fun and just genuine goodness to it. Like,
I haven't seen it.
It's very, it's not that it's pure. It's just like a very positive show. So like, at least when I watch it, I feel good and I'm happy. And even when there, and it has dark fucking moments, it's still couched within the fact that
it's a post-apocalyptic world.
It's a post-apocalyptic. And the fact that it does a lot of like background storytelling.
Right.
During, like the entire time they're running around, every so often they'll run across like subway ruins or car ruins. There's one episode where they're fighting the Lich, which is like one of the big fucking evils in this world.
Right.
And they go into the New York subway system.
Oh, nice.
For the fight. And of course, it's never really explained what they're in. One character, I won't spoil who it is.
Right.
You actually see them pre-apocalypse.
Got
and
it.
They somehow manage to make it all the way to now. obviously completely fucking changed and nowhere where, but it's like a super tragic story for this character. So really good storytelling over like 8 years. Like, I think it was like
did they end it well? Like, satisfying for the for audience members?
I haven't seen the last season because, again, I've been falling behind all my shows, but I've heard really good things about it. I've heard people have been pretty satisfied with the ending, so...
That's always important.
Yeah, no, people were... And it was a planned ending. It wasn't a forced ending, which... Always good when you can fucking nail that shit.
Yes, especially. Is that it for Geek News, guys?
I mean, the only other thing that I was excited about was something that I just ran into while I surfed through the net, was this trailer for Alita Battle Angel.
Ah, yes.
Yes, Alita Battle Angel, which...
A very famous anime. Well, not, it's really famous because James Cameron have been wanting to do a version of it.
Exactly.
For almost 20 years.
I think I saw a trailer for this.
And he eventually...
Just think of a girl with big eyes.
Yep, saw it. No, I saw the trailer for this.
Which I think is a really cool way to kind of differentiate the fact that, like, you know, she's not human. She's a robot. Yeah. You have normal humans, and then you have fucking weird robots.
Oh, it looks weird as fuck.
Yes, it is weird.
Okay,
everything's
hit me.
The reason why it's weird as fuck is because Robert Rodriguez is also on this.
Rodriguez is directing it,
yes.
Which is like, fuck yes.
Yes. Which
super hyper-violent.
Because when I watched it, I didn't know, one, I didn't know Robert Rodriguez was directing it, and two, I didn't know James Cameron was part of it. When you watch it, you can tell, oh, look, they're using the same kind of footage same kind of technology that they did for Avatar. You can tell by the way that CGI is.
For sure.
Like, oh, okay, so James Cameron's part of this.
Well, no,
I saw the ending. So when I saw the trailer and I'm watching it through, I go, bro, this is really fucking crazy. What is this? And then it says directed by Robert Rodriguez. I go, that's why.
Again, James Cameron has been talking about this movie for 20 years and he never could fucking do anything. Out of nowhere, this trailer fucking pops up and I'm like, Did he finally direct it? And then I saw directed by Robert Rodriguez. I'm like, what? And then I saw produced
by James
Cameron. I'm like, that's how this motherfucker finally got. He just realized, he's like, I'm never going to fucking direct
this.
No one's gonna
ever let me direct this.
Not even nobody's going to let me direct it. Like, James Cameron is one of those motherfuckers who just like throws so many projects onto himself. And I have issues with a lot of his movies. But like, the dude fucking works. The dude is fucking always hustling. So it makes sense for him to be like, well, I'm not going to touch this. We'll give it to somebody who can do like good pulpy shit, giving it to Robert Rodriguez.
And it
up.
Makes sense. You use what was good about Avatar and actually make a good movie.
We'll see if it's good.
But it'll probably be better, at least. I'm hoping it'll be better.
I hate both of you. Guys, thank you for listening to our special Geek News episode. As always, you can follow us at The Talking Geek on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You can also check us out and all the wonderful podcasts on the Geek Bro Network at geekbro.net. You can follow me at Cue the Mic on Instagram and the Twitter.
On Twitter, you can follow me at Pedro Cortez Get. I haven't really been tweeting that much. A lot of times it'll be just like videos that's connected to my Instagram, mostly retweets. I'm retweeting a lot of stuff leading up to November, so keep that in mind. Anybody who wants to follow. And if you go to Instagram, you can find me at Gurren Lagann, like the anime.
Very nice. Oh, thank you, by the way, for your... Anyway, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
about the new anime.
Yes.
Yeah, the new anime. But you can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter as well, under Mr. Underscore, with the underscore in between each word.
Does it start with an underscore?
No, it's just... I couldn't, because someone actually took...
Oh, they took
underscore and then
Mr. Underscore. Okay, that's funny.
So I had to do Mr. Underscore under underscore score.
Got it.
Yes.
Listen, that's Instagram's fault. That's not Kenny's fault for once.
All of this is just ridiculous. Thank you for listening to our
Ridiculosity?
Yes,
Ridiculosity!
What I wanted to say.
Underscore.
More coffee. Bye!